Amen. Well, again, it's good to be here tonight. And I'm not here to skin you. I promise you. And I want to help you. Amen. And I want the Lord to help us. Amen. And so if the Lord will help us, that'll be a blessing. Because I'm not in the tear-down business. I'm in the building-up business. Amen. There's enough tearing down being done. Amen. We ought to build one another up in the Lord. Amen. 1 John chapter number 1, if you would please, tonight. 1 John chapter number 1. And I want to look at some truths in the Word of God tonight. And maybe to be pray to be a blessing to you. We're going to read that chapter right there where it says, that which was from the beginning, and which we have heard, and which we have seen with our eyes, and which we have looked upon, and our hands had held, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bared witness, and showed it unto you, eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us, that we... Now, I want you to look at three key verses before I read. Verse 3, verse number 6, and then verse number 7. There's something that all goes together right there. But it goes to verse number 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things written we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him, and we declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. And we say that we have fellowship with Him if we... fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin... we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. Let's pray together. Father, again, we're thankful to be in the house of God tonight. Lord, I pray that You would help us as we open the Word of Life. And I pray, Father, that You'd bless the preaching of the Word, that You'd anoint these lips of clay and give us power and liberty to preach what You've laid upon my heart. May this message be a blessing and a help to God's people. And Lord, help us to walk in fellowship with God and live in fellowship with You. And we'll thank You and praise You for what You do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach this morning. This evening, about fellowship. There's three verses, and I told you to pay attention. Verse number 3, it says, which we have seen and heard and declared unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and His Son. And then He said in verse number 6, said, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Do you know the word fellowship appears in your Bible some 16 times. And we mentioned it 4 times in this one little passage of Scripture. 4 times He mentions fellowship. Fellowship is very important to the child of God. Amen. We need to walk in fellowship with God. Hey, we have fellowship with Him. We look and see some things that's taken place. And as we look here in the Word of God, we can find out that we have fellowship with Him and we're to walk with Him, and He gives us fellowship from His dear Son. Now, it tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I'm going to turn over there real quick, 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, and you know the scripture in verse number 17 in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17, listen to what the scripture says. It says in verse 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And all things are of God, who reconciled unto himself, by Jesus Christ." He reconciled us and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, God in Christ reconciled the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the work of reconciliation. And so he said, verse 20, "Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as through God we beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled into God." Now, to God. Now, He's telling us we've been reconciled. I'm glad we've been brought together with God. There was a broken fellowship. In the gardens, man's fellowship was broken when man sinned. He could no longer have fellowship with God like he did in the past. But Jesus, here's what He did. Jesus reconciled us together. You know what Jesus did? When He took my sins and your sins and He covered our sins, He took God's hand, He took the sinner's hand, and He put us together through Him. Amen. Amen. And listen, we're reconciled unto Him that we might have life and that we might have fellowship. So we ought, listen, the thing we ought to do is to strive and keep fellowship. How do we do that? Well, I'm glad you asked me that, because He tells us this in verse number 6. If we say we have fellowship in 1 John 1:6 with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now He's telling us if we walk in darkness, by the way, He's a light. Jesus is light of the world. There's no way to come to Him, no way to come to God but by Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Hey, listen, when we look and see what He's saying, He said if we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, here it is, as He is in the light, we have what? Fellowship one with another, and His blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Listen, we got to walk, we walk in the light. Why do we walk in the light? Because we were born in the light. You were born of light. You wasn't born of darkness. You were born of light. I was in darkness, but now I'm in light. Why? Because of Jesus. Because of the reconciliation. Not because of anything I had done, but because of what He done. Now I want to say something. Here's what the problem is sometimes. If we're not careful, the devil does everything he can to break our fellowship with God. Right. Now me and Brother Steve was talking here the other day in his office, and he brought up in Judges, he was talking about Samson. And we were talking about Samson and how that probably he was somewhat of a godly man, had the power of God on him. But you know what he did? He broke fellowship with God. Yeah. How did he do it? He broke fellowship with God when he told Delilah where his power lay. And when Delilah shaved his head, he had broken fellowship with God. Listen, he did it gradually. It wasn't something that came on him. It wasn't something that just happened one day and that just happened the next day. It was gradual. You watch in his life and he starts to decline and starting to get further and further away from the Word of God and what God says, till he's laying in the lap of Delilah and she was cutting his hair. And his fellowship was broken. Listen, concerning the reality of a broken fellowship, with it, sometimes it gets broken. And we can act like everything's all right. We can be like Samson did. I noticed this, the state of the broken fellowship often is denied. Samson went out there and he said, I here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shake myself as other times, and I'm going to, I'm going to shake myself, and they're going to run off like they did before. He denied broken fellowship. He knew it, but he didn't want anybody else to know it. Amen or oh me. Hey, listen, when we look here tonight, we see the state of broken fellowship. It was a denial, but then it was disguised. He disguised himself as still having God's power. See, he said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to shake myself as I had before. I'm going to go out there. They're going to think I got the power of God on me, and they're going to run. But guess what? It was disguised. He had the act, but he didn't have the fact. Amen. A lot of people got the act sometimes, but we ain't got the fact. Sometimes we're not in fellowship with God, but we can make a good act. Now, I was from Kentucky. We used to say amen, old mayor, shake her head up and down. Amen. Hey, somebody could put on a good act, but do you have the fact? And I'm talking about walking in fellowship with God and being where we need to be with the Lord. As we look here, we notice something else. We not only see that, we see the disguise, but then we see the state of broken fellowship deals with this. We see it's declared by God. Listen, God knows it. He tells us in His Word right here. He tells us that He said in verse number 7, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. God's own testimony said if we're out of fellowship and we're in darkness, where if we wandered away from the light, that our fellowship is broken. Amen. We don't have a fellowship. He tells us in that verse, listen, we can go on down and it could be denied. It could be to the place of disguised. It could be to the place that, listen, first of all, God knows He declares we're out of fellowship. He lets us know He knew He was out of fellowship. A lot of the children of Israel knew they were out of fellowship with God. They knew it. The prophet had told them. They told them they'd gotten out of fellowship. See, fellowship's a wonderful thing. Amen. It's a wonderful thing. Being able to walk and talk and be with our Lord and have that fellowship we need to have. Listen, the best times in my life is when I'm closest to the Lord, walking in fellowship with Him. Amen. We look and see, here's what it did. Listen, we look and see that's taking place. Here's something that happens. Hey, in His Word, when fellowship is broken, the Word condemns us. Right. Amen. Amen. Man don't condemn us. You read this Word and we're out of fellowship with God, this Word will condemn us. Right. He said if we walk in the light as He in the light, we have fellowship one with another. But then He said if we walk not in fellowship, if we say we have fellowship and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And so when we look here tonight, there's something that's taking place. We see this in His Word. When we're out of fellowship, the Word condemns us. How does it condemn us? Listen, we're condemned and we're out of fellowship by our actions. What do we spend the most time doing? I mean, sometimes those people say, I love God. Well, how long has it been since you sat down and read your Bible? A lot of folks just pick it up and take it to church. But you know what? Listen, we need to study the Word of God, read the Word of God, pray. Hey, fellowship is this. When I fellowship with God, it's me studying the Word of God, Him speaking to me, and then I pray and speak to Him. And we have fellowship one with another. Listen, there's something that's taking place. See, we see this by His Spirit grieving. We know that we've lost fellowship. Amen. Have we grieved the Holy Ghost? He's the most sensitive person in this building. He is the Holy Spirit of God. And He's grieved when we get out of fellowship. He's grieved when we don't do what we need to do for God. He's grieved. And listen, it tells us, grieve not the Holy Ghost, whereby we're sealed unto the day of redemption. Don't grieve Him. And you know what? We consider the reality of broken fellowship, but let's consider the reasons for broken fellowship. Sometimes the reasons is no more than an argument or a disagreement. I can look back in the book of Acts and there just for a minute in the book of Acts, chapter number 15 and verse number 36, and we can see in that verse, in chapter 15, verse number 36, it talks about in the Word of God, and some days after Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go and visit our brethren in every city where we preach the Word of the Lord and see how they do. And he said, and Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark, and Paul thought it not good to take him with them, who departed and were not with them to the work. But here's what he said. He said, I thought it's not good. So you know what they did? They went their separate ways. Look at verse number 39. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed, let me read the next part, asunder from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. Paul chose Silas and depart, and being recommended by the brethren under the grace of God. But here's what they did. They split company. You know, something silly is a disagreement can break fellowship with brethren. But listen, if we're not right with our brother, guess who else we're not right with? We're not right with God. If we're not right with man, we're not right with God.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, that was a hard thing to get in this old rock head of mine. Because sometimes folks that offend me and hurt my feelings and do things against me, boy, especially, you don't know what a pastor goes through. Amen. And I tell you, they used to rock me to sleep, and some of them was pretty good sized rocks. Y'all get that in a minute. But dissension. You know, you get to the place where they see that I got to consider fellowship. They came some dissension between them. The reality of broken fellowship is disagreements. And when you can't disagree with man and you're in disagreement, even sometimes God wants us to do something.
Right.
And we don't want to do it. Y'all ain't never been there. I'm the only one, I guess. But the Lord wants us to do something, and we don't really want to do it. And if we're not careful, we'll be like Jonah, headed down the other way, and we'll end up in the belly of the whale. Amen?
Yeah.
And dissension from God. But, you know, we look here, and we find something that's taking place. We find that just even that right there, disagreements sometimes leads to disobedience. Sometimes if we disagree with God on what God wants us to do, we don't do what He wants us to do. And then it leads us to disobedience. And now we're not obeying God. See, people can disagree. There ain't no problem with disagree, but sometimes we need just agree to disagree. Amen. Not to fight. Amen. I seen churches split over what color carpet they wanted to get for the auditorium. Y'all laugh, but I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
The color of the cushions on the pews.
Yeah.
They say, well, we don't like that. We're leaving. That's silly, but it happens. And it's broken fellowship. What does broken fellowship do in the church? It hurts you and that person. It hurts the Lord, but it also hurts the church. See, if we're in dissension with one another, we're disagreement with one another. If we get to the place and we're not careful, we'll be disobedient to God. And we'll not do what God tells us to do. We'll do what we want to do. And sometimes what we want to do, it's not the best thing. Sometimes there's been times in my life that God wanted me to do something else, and I was disobedient, and I did do what I wanted to do. And I so wished I didn't do what I wanted to do and did what God wanted me to do. Because what He wanted me to do, I'd been better off to do than doing what I wanted to do. Can you get that fancy English? Listen, we end up in a mess when we do that. Here's what they do. Listen, there's disobedience, but if you're not careful, when we consider broken fellowship, it leads to being disloyal to the Lord.
Amen.
We lose our loyalty to Him.
Right.
We're not as loyal as we used to be. I'm just trying to help us tonight because I've been in that ship sometimes, that broken fellowship.
Amen.
And every time I've been in it, I always had to look and said, Lord, what happened? He said, you broke it, not me.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
We're the ones that break it. It's not Him. He desires for us to have fellowship with Him. But when we consider the results, here's what it does. Listen, we considered the reasons for broken fellowship is because of disagreements, disobedience, disloyalty. But let's consider the results of a broken fellowship. Now, when we look here, look what he said in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 25. I'm not going to preach long tonight. You're going to say, wow, thank God. But anyway, in the book of Jeremiah chapter number 5, let me get there. And I want you to notice with me, Jeremiah chapter 5, verse number 25. Here's what the Lord said. Your iniquities has turned away these things, and your sins have withhold the good things from you. What is the results? Consider the results of a broken fellowship. In the day of Jeremiah, it caused them, as we look, to not receive the good things that God had for them. And now what it said? You read it on, and the rain was held back, and the things was held back. God wants to bless us, but God can't bless us with a broken fellowship.
Amen.
Listen, we got to consider, listen, here's this. We got to, the results of a broken fellowship is this. Listen, it's broken. And in the brokenness, there's darkness. What did it say in 1 John? He said, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in the light and with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And the results of broken fellowship is deadness. You know what happens to folks that break fellowship with God? They're not dead under Christ, but you know what? They're dead of the fruits of Christ.
Amen.
The love's not the same. The happiness is not the same. See, things happen. When we consider the results of the broken fellowship, there becomes some deadness in our fellowship. We become dead. Listen, as far as fruitfulness and fellowship, we become dead in those things. We don't bear the fruits of the Lord that we need to bear. You know what? He wants us to bear fruit. Amen. We're to be fruit-bearing people. Amen. So there's a deadness, but then there's a darkness that we talked about. The darkness that he said in verse number 5 and verse number 7, he says, and this is a message which we have heard of Him and declared unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. You see, but when we consider the results of a broken fellowship, it's darkness. I'd rather walk in the light. I'd rather have the Lord lead me. That's why I love that old song about the unseen hand. Where I say, I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this old weary land. I like this part. And some sweet day, I'm gonna reach that strand. Guess how? Still guided by that unseen hand. You see, that hand that leads me doesn't lead me in darkness. It leads me in the path. Hey, His Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He's the light. Hey, we see Him as that light. We consider the results of a broken fellowship. There's darkness. There's deadness. There's defeat. You know, if we break fellowship, we feel defeated and discouraged. You know why? Because He's our victory. You know, Brother Bale brought it out this morning, talking about how that we had victory in Christ Jesus. Where He said, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? There's no victory. The victory's been taken away from Satan. And Jesus has the victory. I like living victory and not defeat. Don't you? I've been on both sides of this thing. Amen. I've lived in defeat before. You know what? The reason sometimes I get defeated is because I don't really let the Lord let Him have His throne in my heart. I let my worries and my troubles and my discouragement be the throne of my heart. Come on now, folks. Amen. I've been there too, I know. But we got to put Jesus on top first, number one, on the throne of our heart. Let Him be first. Let Him be that light. That in Him that there's no darkness at all. Listen, consider the defeat. We consider the deadness. We consider the darkness. But not only this, we consider the reality of a broken fellowship. The reality is that, listen, it said in 1 John chapter number 4, the reality of a broken fellowship is this. It distances away from God, but the reality of a broken fellowship, here's what it is. It puts us out of the way with God, because it said, verse number 6, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And so that broken fellowship, when we look here, here's what's taking place. The reality for it, it's cut off. The results of it is cut off. But I'm glad God didn't leave us there. He left us a remedy for broken fellowship. Right. Amen. I always like that remedy. Amen. Amen. I mean, if I go to the doctor, I want something to help make me better. Don't you? Amen. And so, listen, there's a remedy for our broken fellowship. He has something for us with our broken fellowship. Look back in 1 John. Look at verse number 9. The Bible said in verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm glad there is a remedy for it. We find it in 1 John on broken fellowship. Hey, I mentioned it this morning in James 4:8, where He said, draw nigh unto me and I'll draw nigh unto you. Hey, He tells us to come close. He tells us to get close to Him. Come close to Him. Hey, and confess our sins. Hey, we're to confess our sins. He tells us that we're to wash our hands, you sinners. And cleanse your hearts, you double-minded. And He said that's what we're supposed to do. Amen? And so as God's people, when we get to the place, there is a remedy. First of all, I want you to turn with me to Luke, and we're going to be done in a little while. I promise. Luke chapter number 15. Amen. I got the van turned around, ready to pull out. I hope y'all ain't that going to be that rough on me. If you get to chasing me, I can't run, so I guess you just have to whoop me. y'all know I'm just picking at you. I love you folks. You're a blessing. Chapter number 15, notice something. Now, we talked about chapter 15 this morning. We talked about the lost sheep. and them rejoicing in heaven. We talked about the lost silver. But now I want to look at the lost son. Look what he said in that verse, chapter number 15. We put these messages together somewhat. 15 and verse number 18. Notice what the scripture says. And here's what the son said. He said, remember he was in the hog pen. He said in verse 17, I'm going to back up further than that. He came to himself and he said, how many hired servants my father have bread enough to spare and I perish with hunger. I'll rise and go to my father and I'll say unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before thee and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Look what he said. Here he comes. Here's the son. What's the remedy for broken fellowship? Well, he had broken fellowship with the father. He had left the father's house. He took his living, the Bible said, and spent it on righteous living. And that's just rotten living. Amen. That's what that is. He just for the world and things of the world. And he forgot about the father until he become in want. Then he said that how many servants have enough bread. He said in verse number 18, I'll rise and go to my father's house and I will say, I am no more worthy, verse 19, to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And you know, he came and here's what he came. Number one, there must be, if there's going to be a remedy for broken fellowship, there must be a desire to come. There must be a desire to come back to the Father. Now, there's something different in these verses that Jesus told in the other verses. The verse that likewise does rejoicing in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repenteth, it's not after these verses. Because he's going back to fellowship with the Father. He'd already been there once. He already lived there once. Somebody said, well, which is it, preacher? Is it some people preach him lost, some people preach him saved and backward on God? I'm just looking that somehow or another he knew the Father. He knew the Father's love. He knew the Father's care. He knew the Father understood. Amen. He knew those things. So here's what he did. He had a desire to go back to the Father. He said, I go back to the Father's house. And so there has to be a decision. And there must be a desire. And there has to be a decision to come back. Not only they're hand in hand. He not only desired to go back, he went back. Look what he did in verse number 19. Or verse number 20. And he arose and came to his father. Now, here's what he did. He got up from where he was. He left that broken fellowship with the Father and he's headed back to the Father's house. He's on his way. He has the desire to go back. He has not only that, he has the dedication to go back. He has decided, he dedicated himself, I'm getting back to the Father's house. Brother Mike, he was in pretty bad shape. He was. He was in bad shape. But isn't it good to know, no matter how far we got away from God, how far away we get from the Father, if we'll decide and dedicate, and he's looking for us anyway to come back, you can come back. Amen. And he'll restore you back to sonship again in the family. Amen. So we look there and we notice something taking place. Listen, here he is. We see his decision to go back. Then we see his dedication to go back. Verses number 20 and verse number 21. He said in verse number 21, and he said in verse number 20, and he rose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on compassion and run and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and am no and in thy sight and am no more worthy to be thy son. Be called thy son. Excuse me. He said, I'm not even worthy to be called a son. Hey, look what's happening. We see the dedication to go back. We see, listen, in the midst of the dedication, here's a father. Listen, he's looking for the father. But not only was he looking for the father, but the father was looking for him. The father seen him a far way off. He was looking out. He's looking for that wayward child that's not where they need to be with him. And he's wanting them to come back. Never forget that story. And I know they still play it over WSOF about that young man that spent some time in jail and had left home in a bad way. And he told the preacher, he said, Preacher said, I'm coming back home. And I told Mom and Dad if I was welcomed home, said, I tie some white ribbons on the old apple tree. It's right by the tracks. And as he went by there, he said, I can't bear to look. I want to see. And as he went by there, y'all remember the story? There the ribbons were all over that tree. And there was an old gray-haired mom and dad standing there holding a bed sheet. Said, come on home, son. Come on home. That's exactly the way my father is. Hey, man, he wants us to come home if we've got away from him. Hey, I look here and I find this. I find the dedication. I find not only that, but look with me in verse number 22 and verse 24 and we'll be done. And the father said unto his servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And he being said, and they began to be merry. Look what, listen, here they were. They were rejoicing, having a good time. He had restored his sonship back to him. He gave him the best robe. He put a ring on his finger. They said in that day, a lot of times the ring on that finger had the family seal on it. And it proved that he belonged to that family. Listen, he wants those that's wandered away, those that's broken fellowship. Our Father in heaven wants them to come back. Our Father in heaven wants to restore them to full and new relationship again. But all we got to do, if you're out of fellowship, he didn't move. He's still got the same phone number. Jeremiah 33:3. Call upon me and I'll show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not of. He's still got the same. And he wants those that are not where they need to be to be back where they used to be. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Brother Steve, you come. We're going to have a song of invitation. God spoke to your heart, those that can stand. And you need to come. I want you to come. Brother Steve sings this song. Lord spoke to your heart, you come. How's your fellowship with you and the Lord today? Is it right? If not, it can be right. Let the Lord deal in your heart.